Welcome to the IonaHoops.com podcast with your host, Guy Flotico.
Hello, Gal fans. It's season 4, episode 11 of the IonaHoops.com podcast. Those who have been along this ride with me know I started this podcast pretty much at the start of the Pitino era and during that COVID season. And really, that was the closest thing we've had to adversity since. Until now. As it turns out, you can't build a program at the snap of a finger, and here, now a third of the way through the season, our beloved Gale seem to be heading in the wrong direction. And it seems like some fans are working through the five stages of grief, vaulting right by ledge life. Hey, if that's not one of the five stages of sports fandom grief, I don't know what is. And closing in on acceptance that this, indeed, may turn out to be a rebuilding year. And given these are abnormal times, I'm giving you an abnormal episode. No iotas at all here. We have no recruiting news. We have nothing. We're just going to get into yesterday's events, and then I will shift gears and give you a preview of our next game. And before I get into the St. Joe's game, heck, even the women's team wasn't free of the disaster that December 16th was for Iona basketball, as the Lady Gales lost at home by 19 to Niagara to open MAC play. But like Tobin, I have great faith in Ange Zamillo, and I'm confident that team will be just fine in no time. So, what the heck happened yesterday? In case you were, you know, did not watch that game, and I'm hoping you didn't, actually, Iona trailed by as many as 40 to St. Joe's before losing by 25. Maybe through the first media timeout, and that was probably about it. Anyway, to be fair, St. Joe's is good. I mean, really, really good. I mean, they probably should be ranked good. So without question, a lot of what went wrong yesterday was due to their just overwhelming talent and cohesiveness. But it just feels like we're getting worse and not better. The good news, Oz is back. He got some playing time last night, I think 13 minutes, and I feel like he had impacted the game a little bit on both ends to some degree. The other good news, the freshmen, they just play with heart. They don't care what the scoreboard says, and they're fearless. Our portal class, however, just has not performed well at all. We still defer to Adon way too much. We just defer to him way too much in the offensive end. And teams are starting to just throw a second guy at him every time he gets the ball. And he hasn't been good enough of a passer for us to reap benefits from that. Wes is just hawked on the perimeter. Everybody knows he can make shots if he's open. So now he has no choice but to rush shots up. Joel isn't looking to score at all. And you know, even there are times when he's beating his man off the dribble, he's looking to kick it back out. It's just not pretty right now. Greg Gordon is a very effective player, but he finds himself in foul trouble too many games, and it could be a wide variety of reasons contributing to that. For everything from frustration to trying to lend defensive support to just being over aggressive. The freshmen, though, most notably Quigley, Aaron Gern, and Saunders. Saunders had a career high 16 yesterday. It's about the only stat I'm going to give. I haven't even given the final score, if you noticed. But they're battling. They're getting better. They're going to keep working, improving. Yesterday was a brutal match of experience and talent versus them. And those guys still kind of did pretty well anyway. So I don't know what the answer is. But if Iona's going to even finish in the top half of the MAC, never mind challenge for a title come March, this transfer class, the grad students, are the guys who have to take us there. All the Iona fans are just saying, roll the freshmen out there with Oz and Gordon called a day. Well, even the freshmen have to sub out. And indeed, as it is, the freshmen started and got the majority of minutes yesterday. But we still need this portal class, if you will, to find its way. Someone shared a post on Twitter last night that had a photo. Iona was down, I don't know, about 100 with 3 minutes to go. And Oz was on his feet cheering on the guys while everyone else was sitting. I mean, hey, we know this is why Oz is now King Oz. But he's the only older player providing leadership and energy. And that's just not going to work. Oh. I should mention, Terrell Williams did not play yesterday due to injury. We're not sure if he's going to be back for the next game, so we'll have to see about that. Terrell did show signs the last time out of being that leader that this team really needs, playing really well against St. Francis, his best game as a Gale. So apologize for lumping him in with the others in terms of yesterday. So I'm really focusing on that trio of guys, Brown, Weza, and Tritu, with this little rant. So many of you listening have coached a sport at some level in your lives. And the same holds true for me. What would you tell those three right now if you had a chance? Well, guess what? I have a podcast. And honestly, I don't know which players listen to it. Some probably do. But here's what I would say to those three in particular. And just for good measure, I would also reinforce it to Williams. You guys are all bright guys with great futures in life, whether it be dabbling in professional ball overseas or just moving on into the business world after the season's over. Either way, this is it. Your time is now. If you mail in the rest of the season, I can promise you, you will regret it for the rest of your life. Do not give up on yourself, your teammates, your coaches, or the university that wanted you to be part of another championship season at Iona. Be the first step toward continued MAC excellence for Iona basketball, not the first step toward a return for obscurity and normalcy for this program. There's still time. The season is far from over. You have 20 regular season games left to write not only Iona's next chapter, but your own. And it has to begin today. Here's the full press conference with Tobin Anderson after yesterday's loss.
So, yeah, I mean, credit to St. Joe's. We knew coming in, they were a really good team. That they played great, played a lot of confidence, a lot of fire, a lot of juice. I mean, to me, it's like it all sums up with about, I think they're up by 30, about 10 minutes to go. Eric Reynolds, the really good guard, who's a stud guard, dives at a 4-foot loose ball and goes gets a loose ball, playing his tail off the whole way through. We played them last year. I told the team, when I was at FDU, we beat them last year. They didn't play this hard last year. That's a veteran group that's lost a little bit, that wants to win. I thought they're really playing really hard. I thought their defense was terrific, and it's a really good team. And obviously disappointed how we're playing. I mean, I think with us right now, we don't play hard enough and tough enough to win. Kind of just flat out what it is. And I just told the team that, and it's been an ongoing issue for us. And you know, we're not talented enough to beat a team like St. Joe's without playing incredibly hard and incredibly tough, and we didn't do that. And until we do that, we're going to be where we're at. So disappointed, but a lot of credit to St. Joe's. Billy Lang's a good friend of mine. Happy to see his team do well. I think that's an NCAA tournament team. I think they have a chance to win the A-10. Good to see those guys like Cam Brown and Eric Reynolds and Greer, who've been there for a while now, that are really matured and are playing great.
So when you start out strong, keep them within reach midway through the first half, and they went on that big run. What did you see that caused your guys to maybe check out?
Yeah, I mean, we missed some shot. I mean, like, and I'm not a made shot guy, but I thought we missed a couple. Like, we got some good threes early on, really good threes early on. Didn't make them. Okay, that's fine. We kept getting stops. Missed some layups. Missed a couple free throws, and. You know, you can't let your offense affect your defense, and offense affected our defense, and the floodgates open, and they start making shots, and we just didn't respond, you know. And so, they made some big play. I mean, I thought Reynolds got really hot in the first half and just kind of buried us a little bit right there. So, I thought the first 10 minutes we played really hard. I thought we were locked in, but God, it's not a 10-minute game. We got to play better. We play better longer and harder than that.
Coach, what did you see from Oz tonight, first game back on a clear pitch count, but still gave the effort that he...
Well, Oz is great. Yeah, Oz is great. Great. I mean, the best part of tonight was Oz came in, gave us some minutes, got his feet wet a little bit, got back to playing, you know. But he's not going to fix all the issues. Like, we have to play the way we want to play around him, you know. And so he comes back, and he's going to make us a lot better, but, you know. Disappointed how we played overall, because I think his effort to get back and to get healthy has been off the charts. He wants to play, and so he's just not back to his full self yet, but he'll make strides. He'll get there.
What types of issues with this team do you think Oz comes in and helps to solve?
Maturity, you know. Like all the issues we have can be solved in this season, in this time frame. You're hoping that a loss like tonight, which is quite frankly embarrassing for everybody who's a part of that. You know, we wear the Iona uniform. Like, that's to get beat like we got beat tonight is pretty bad across the board. And I'm the head coach, so I got to take the most responsibility for it. So you'd like to think this might be a little bit of a wake-up call, because it was not a game in any way, shape, or form. So we have to play really hard and really tough and really together to win. And that's got to change.
Where's the disconnect between your message and their play?
I'm not sure it's a disconnect so much. I just think it takes time, right? Like St. Joe's. St. Joe's finished 10th in the A-10 last year. Those guys were, you know, four of those guys were our starters back this year, correct? So it just takes time. And, like, we're trying to speed things up. And I think it's connecting with young guys a lot more. Like, they have their struggles. We haven't got – but they're all new, right? So it's like – and they're all coming from programs where maybe it hasn't been the same accountability, the same – effort level, that kind of stuff. And so it just hasn't hit home across the board there. And that's a frustrating part. So, listen, it's like the old thing. You got to keep pounding the rock. That's what we're having. I think this team has the potential still to be a very good team. I really do that. And I think we can prove a lot of people, you know, will give up on us and walk away and say that we're not going to be any good. And I understand that. We can change that. And then we're going to try our damnedest to get that done, you know? So, I think there's potential here to be very good, but yeah, we're not playing as hard enough, as tough enough to win right now together.
Coach, on 3-point shots tonight, they were 15 of 30, over 50%. Reynolds 6 of 8 on threes. Is your 3-point defense got to improve?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And like the kid Cam Brown, like that's what he does. Like he's an unbelievable shooter. And he made, what did he make, 5, 4 or 5? He made a bunch. Yeah, so it's like we know he can shoot. We spent a lot of time on him, and he still catch and shoot 3. So that part of things has to get better. Scout report stuff has to get better, you know.
What do you like from the 5 freshman lineup in the second half?
That's the hardest part, Jaden. It's like there should be a difference, right? And there's nothing I haven't told the team. There should be a difference. Like, you're playing freshmen, there should be a gap between the older guys and young guys, right? Because it's just like they're more mature, they're older. And that's the fact that there hasn't been a gap there frustrates me, you know? Because it's like our young guys play fairly well, you know? I mean, Dylan Saunders, we thought we were going to redshirt Dylan Saunders. Dylan Saunders wasn't going to play this year, right? He has no fear out there. He plays with a little bit of like, I can't say the word I want to say, but it's just like to hell with that. I'm going to make plays. I'm going to shoot the ball and play some fire and not worry about all the other stuff. And I think that we need a little bit more out of the older guys, you know? So, but it's not because you don't want to turn it into a, hey, young guys, old guys thing. We all need to play better. We all need to coach better. We all need to do things better. But yeah, I mean, I love, but young guys have a lot of room to improve as well. So.
Do you think the older kids are just so hardwired from whatever they did in their past that they're just having so much trouble adjusting to what you're doing, whereas the freshmen never experienced anything, so they're ready to jump in?
No, because I've seen these guys compete. Like, I've seen us this year compete. Like, I mean, listen, we were, you know, we played good teams. We played, I mean, Colorado's a top 20 team. We didn't play like this at Colorado, you know. We've just got a little bit, it's like the old Mike Tyson thing where you got a game plan. We've got punched in the face a little bit here. You know, I think everybody in that locker room thought this might be a little bit easier than it's going to be, you know, and we're sitting here losing a couple games, and now it's like, oh, we got punched in the face. How do we respond? We have responded well. We have not responded well, you know, and I'm hoping at this point, we got punched pretty hard tonight, that this will, we'll get a response, you know, but that's, you know, you've seen this group play harder, tougher. I thought initially when we were together, this would be one of the toughest teams I've ever coached. Like, I really believe that, and we just haven't. You know, but you got to handle adversity. You know, how do you handle adversity is a huge part of things. And we have not handled adversity well at all.
You talked about how this team was not quite there from a practice perspective last time I watched
the
YouTube. Is there any progress to that, or is this just kind of another reflection of kind of some rough?
No, we actually had three really good days of practice. Three really good days of practice. Oz was back this whole week. We had really good days of practice. So that part was good. That we definitely played and practiced better that way.
So
just didn't result tonight, you know, it just didn't happen tonight. But like the same thing happened. Like we didn't make shots, right? Missed a couple layups, missed a couple threes in the first half. And then all of a sudden we stopped guarding like we had to guard. They hit a couple shots. It was like the floodgates open. We didn't stay locked in enough, you know?
On nights where really nothing's going your way, it's hard to find a way to punch back. But like what types of measures are you going to try and take to mitigate the ways in which the floodgates can open on a night where it's just not going well?
Well, I go back to the same thing, right? Like we're going to have to be our press has to be a factor, you know, like to press, you have to play really hard. So our press, we haven't played really hard to be able to press. The press gets us transition. It gets us stuff it out in the open floor. It gets us easy baskets, right? We're not a great half court offensive team right now. You know, we just don't have the tools to be that way. You know, but we can score in the open floor, make the game faster, a little more chaotic. We're not great just playing half-court basketball right now, you know? So that would be a way of us getting, you know? And like, listen, I mean, I'd like to see guys dive on the floor for loose balls when it's, you know, up 20, down 20, up 30, down 30. I'd like to see us do it. We haven't done that. So we got to start doing that.
Is the lack of real half-court offense kind of like a – they're still kind of getting used to the intricacies of a playbook, or it's more of like a – this team was designed to run more in transition?
No, I think we could be better in transition. I think we could be better in the open floor. I think offense takes more time. Offense usually behind defense. You know, that just plays kind of part of the progression. And but, I mean, I don't know. I was statue like 16 for 85. I could take me and four of you guys and go 16 for 85. I mean, you got to make more shots than that. We have to get better shots and make more shots. So, yeah.
Tobin, another different starting five lineup. You know, is it just experimenting? What do you see, or what do you look at when you put together these starting lineups?
When you change your starting lineup, something's going wrong. I hate changing the starting lineup. I despise changing the starting lineup. I like to get five starters and play the five starters the whole way through, so you get into a rhythm and routine. Guys come off the bench. So when I'm changing things, something's not going right. You know. So yeah, it's searching a little bit. It's a little bit of I don't like the term send a message. I don't think that's important. It's more like just like we need some juice off the bench. We need some juice to start the game. We did a thing. We've been at the media timeout of every game so far this year. We've been behind, except for the Buffalo game. Every game this year, we've been behind at the media timeout, the first 4 minutes. So, like, it's crazy. That's crazy. Not tied behind every media timeout of every game except for one, we've been behind. I think we're behind again tonight, you know? So, tied? Well, ties, that's progress. That's progress. So, yeah, searching. But, like, the more stuff you do like that, the more you have to worry about, you know, we've had suspensions, we've had things like, the more that's going on, things are not going well for the team. Like, we've had to worry too much about that kind of stuff. But, like, we have to get the culture right now. I'm here to build a program. So, like, this may take a little more time. Like, the culture has to be right. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're also thinking long term, big term. So, like, I'm not going to compromise the program or the culture or how we do things just to have a little more success. Not success. A little more, everybody feels good for a game. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, hey, if we got to do this, we're gonna do this to get the program going.
What's Terrell's status?
He got hurt the first 5 minutes of practice on Tuesday. Played his tail off on Sunday. We're off on Monday. Came back in literally the first 5 minutes of practice. Got hurt, and we're hoping to get him back. Yeah, that hurts us obviously not having him out there. He's another guy, older guy, veteran guy.
Chance he plays Thursday?
I don't know. It's a chance you play Thursday, Sam.
Coach, at the end of the first half, you got a little hot and discussing with the referee. You got a tee? Anything?
I'm an idiot. Like I should just keep my mouth shut. I was frustrated. You know, good referees, they're fine. And referees had nothing to do with the game. We just didn't play very well, you know.
Sure.
So my wife will tell me that I should just be quiet and leave it alone. I kept going back and back and back. I should just walked away, but I tend to want to get my point across sometimes, which I just should just leave it. But no, we didn't play well enough to win. We're gonna get better. I take it as a personal challenge. I honestly gotta do. I think I've been in this situation a long time. Like we're gonna find a way for this team to be very, very, very good by the time we get into conference play. I totally believe that. I believe that. And if we don't, we're gonna go to war trying. You know. So there's a tools in that locker room. There's a piece of that in place to be a very good team. It sure doesn't look like it right now. No one's putting any bets on us. But I we're gonna get this thing going. I really believe that. You know. And if we don't, we'll give it all we have. You know. So I like the guys. I like the team. I like the personalities. They're good kids. They want to do well. We just have to tighten things up a lot more. You know. So we're gonna do it. That will get done. And everybody can give up hope on us if they want to, but I would do so at your own what's the word?
Peril.
Yeah, peril. Peril is the word I'm looking for. Do it so at your own peril. All right.
Okay. The great thing about sports is that there's almost always another game to play, and we're at it again in a few days at home against Colgate. Here's my preview. Our final non-conference home game is an interesting one for sure, as the Colgate Red Raiders come to Heinz. Much in the way Iona has been the class of the MAC for quite a while, it seems like Colgate has been the standard bearer in the Patriot League for quite a while as well. And that's still true. Colgate is 6-4 on the year, but they've played a pretty solid slate of games and have had some success along the way. They took their longtime upstate New York rival Syracuse to overtime at the Dome. And just last weekend, they did something a lot of mids just don't do. They went to Vermont and won. What's more, they'll be facing nationally ranked Illinois later today, prior to the visit to New Rochelle in a few days. So this is already a battle-tested team, fairly equal in ability on both sides of the ball. Let's look at their offense first. They score in the 70s while shooting 37% from three. They do turn it over about 14 times a game, so I'd expect our press to cause them some issues if we can get the press going. They don't play fast. They rank in the 300s nationally in tempo, so they're fine in a half-court game. That's their MO. A couple other things that bode well for us. They don't draw fouls much at all. Among the very worst teams in the country in free throw attempt rate versus field goal attempt rate. Also, they rank in the 300s nationally in offensive rebounding. So really, if we can turn them over a little bit, prevent them from going off from three, we should be in this game. Generally, they are solid defensively, not superstars, but good enough to cause our offense troubles. Really, five puppets can cause us trouble right now. They allow 64 points per game, but their tempo has something to do with that low number for sure. They do defend the three pretty well, team shooting only 31% from deep against them. How about a weak spot? They have one of the lowest rates of blocking shots in the country, and I feel like every time a Gale is driven to the basket this season, we're getting our shots blocked. So maybe some relief there, who knows. But all right, let's take a look at some of their primary weapons. We'll start with sophomore guard Braden Smith, 6-footer. Real stats he saw for averaging 14 points, 6 rebounds, 5.4 assists, and 2 steals per game. Shoots pretty well from 3, 34%. Also an 86% free throw shooter. So all eyes on Braden. We then moved into the paint for grad forward, 6'10", Keegan Records, 11.7 boards per game, 51% from the floor. Certainly a decent challenge for our bigs up front. Staying in the front court, we have grad forward 6'7 Ryan Moffitt, 10 points, 4 rebounds per game, 40% from 3. And we'll wrap up back in the backcourt with junior guard 6'4 Nicholas Louis Jacques, 8 points, and he's 34% from 3. So they're going to play a bunch of guys. They should go 10, even 11 deep against us, but those four are the key guys. So much like we've been hearing from Tobin, this is a game of tempo. We want to play faster, but haven't. And these guys like to play so slow as snails. So we really need to find a way to get this game going a bit more up and down, as it will bode well for us, especially given our issues in half-court offense. But this is yet another in a long line of solid challenges in our non-conference schedule. And it will be wonderful to get back on track and get into the holiday break with a quality win. I'm sure we'd all agree there. Thank you all for putting up with my rant earlier. I'm sure everybody has their own rant going now on the side, given how yesterday went. You know, as Tobin said, though, during the presser, jump off that bandwagon at your own peril. But as fans, it's up to you. I still believe. Do you? Go Gales.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the IonaHoops.com podcast. This podcast is a production of IonaHoops.com with publisher Guy Filotico. The opinions shared during this podcast are those of Guy Filotico, IonaHoops.com, and any featured guests. This podcast is not affiliated with Iona University Athletics or the university itself. Thank you for supporting IonaHoops.com.